You're listening to the Headbangers Mix on OutboundMusic.com. Your source for hard rock and heavy metal music. OutboundMusic.com.
Hey everybody, I'm David Faithful, Firewolf, and you're listening to the Big Rock Show, the lovely Tina Peak. So crank it up and break off the knob.
This is Kurt Winstaff from Crowbar Bound and Kingdom of Sorrow. You're listening to Tina on the Big Rock Show. Yeah.
You gave me wings and took the sky away.
Flying and fighting to live another day.
Hi everybody, this is Rob Halford, the Metal God, with my metal girlfriend, Tina B, on the Big Rock Radio Show. Turn it up.
Welcome to Season 6 of The Big Rock Show, with your host, Tina Peak.
Oh my god, yes!
New episodes, new music, and new interviews. For more information, check out thebigrockshow.net.
Hello friends, and welcome to The Big Rock Show. You know, Saxon were one of the leading bands of the new wave of British heavy metal movement, and are responsible for penning some of the 1980s most enduring metal anthems, including Wheels of Steel, Strong Arm of the Law, Motorcycle Man, Princess of the Night, and Never Surrender, and along with the likes of Iron Maiden and Def Leppard, helped breathe life back into a metal scene that many had left for dead at the time. On September 27th, Saxon will release their 19th studio album entitled Call to Arms, and as evidenced by such ass-kickers as Hammer of the Gods and Call to Arms, the group hasn't lost their grip on composing hard-hitting, yet anthemic heavy metal with their latest offering. And all of you hardcore Saxon fans will be interested in tracking down the digipack version of Call to Arms, because it includes a glorious bonus, a free 7-track CD called Live at Donington 1980. My special guest today is founding member and lead vocalist, Biff Befford, and I'll be asking Biff about the writing and recording for the new disc, the Live at Donington package, tour dates, and much more. Plus, I'll be playing 2 tracks off the new album, the first in just a sec, and the second, well, I'm going to ask Biff if he'll let me play the amazing orchestral version of Call to Arms. So make sure you stay tuned after our chat. It is such a wicked song, and I hope he agrees to let me play it. Biff will be with us shortly, but first up is a truly kick-ass track. So turn it up, sit back, and enjoy. Here's the lead-off single by Saxon, and it's called Hammer of the Gods.
Still, inside your heart is pounding.
prepared to meet the fury.
RatPackRecords.com.
New bands for the next generation of hard rock fans.
You know their songs.
My.
Rat Pack Records.
RatPackRecords.com.
Visit RatPackRecords.com.
New bands for the next generation of hard rock fans.
Welcome to the Big Rock Show. We're going to party our tits off today. I think you know that. I know that. The American people know that. It's going to be a great program. So just go ahead and squeeze your girth and sit back and listen.
So we're back, and I've got Biff on the phone with me here. Hi, Biff. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Good to be on your show.
Thank you. Well, there's a lot of exciting things to talk about, and I guess the first thing I'd like to discuss with you is the new album entitled Call to Arms. It's an amazing album. I really love it, and it's going to be released in North America on September 27th, correct?
I think that's right, yeah. It's around the 27th, yeah.
Okay, and this is Saxon's 19th studio album, and I was curious if the writing and or the recording process was approached differently for this one than, say, any of your past releases.
Yeah, we went a little bit more back to the earlier style of recording, a bit more live, more trying to get a bit more excitement and passion on the tracks. But yeah, I mean, it's... there's not as much production on this album as there was on our last two albums. So this album's a bit more raw power, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the limited edition disc, because it includes a separate CD, Live at Donington, with some of Saxon's greatest songs included. That's pretty amazing, Biff.
Yeah, we found the original multi-track tape in somebody's attic.
Wow.
So, yeah, we bought them off the guy. I don't know how much he wanted. I don't know, $1,000 or something. So we bought the tapes, and there's a box of nine tapes, and in those tapes was the Donington multitrack. Although there's been quite a few bootlegs of it around, there's never been a definitive mix of it. So we had it mixed, and it sounds great. It's 1980. It's the first real heavy metal festival in the world. Monster of Rock, Judas Priest on there, Rainbow, Saxon, Scorpions. It's a landmark festival. So, so it's quite an important part of history. So we thought we'd give it away with the album.
Yeah, that's an incredible find that you were able to find that. And so this was totally remixed and remastered?
Yeah, totally remixed and remastered. Yeah, it sounds great, actually. It really captures the band in their first year of really being successful.
Mm-hmm. Now, what can you tell us about Toby Jepson, who co-produced the album with you? What did he bring to the table for Saxon?
Well, he was in control of the performance side of it. He wanted us to play more live orientated rather than just doing loads of overdubs. So, all the drums were done in one take, and a lot of the guitar and vocals are, so... Yeah, just generally, concentrating on the song being great and not concentrating on all the keyboards and backing vocals and things that that you can do these days, yeah? Well, we just wanted to make it a raw, passionate album, really.
And I think you've achieved that. Now, it's been 35 years since Saxon was up and running. What do you account for the band's longevity, Biff?
Well, I think a fantastic, loyal fan base is one thing. And the other is we're always trying to write great music, really. It's what we like to do. And, we're forever thinking of new ways to write and what to do and, and just to entertain our fans, really, and to try and keep, our style of metal music alive, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does a band with a 35-year history of making great records stay fresh and perhaps even more important, relevant in today's fickle music industry?
Well, I think you basically have to play what you like. You have to write music that you like rather than trying to write something, for radio or for this or for that. We did try that a little bit in the later sort of 80s and... I don't think it worked for Saxon. We reevaluated everything and went back to our roots, which are basically heavy metal blues roots, really. So and that's where we started again from in like 1999. Really, we really had a lot more success in Europe and started to come back again, really.
Now, I played Hammer of the Gods prior to our interview. What can you tell us about that song in particular, Biff?
Well, that song was written quite late in the session. There was two riffs. There was the beginning riff, which I think was Paul Quinn's, and then there was the verse riff, which was Dutch Garrett, the other guitarist. And I had an idea of writing this song about Vikings, And it was just floating around somewhere in the stratosphere. And one day somebody said, why don't we put this riff with that riff? And we did, and the rest is history, really. And it came out such a great rock song that we thought we'd start the album with it.
Yeah, it is. It's a great song. Do you have a particular favorite off the album? And if so, which one and why?
Well, I like that one. I also like Call to Arms, because it's quite a sad song. It's a song about soldiers being away from their families and loved ones. We do write songs like that, and I think that one's quite a poignant, sad song. So I do like Call to Arms. It's very atmospheric. But it's got to be between those two, really, my favorite songs.
All right. Now, Saxon have already released a couple of videos, and your son Sebastian actually makes a guest appearance in Hammer of the Gods. That must have been a great experience for both of you.
He's a bit of a star at school now.
Is he?
But he's 13 now.
Wow.
He was 12 when he was on the video. He just had a birthday. So he's studying music and drama at school. So I thought it'd be a good thing for him to play drums and do a bit of acting. So he was quite excited about it.
Yeah, he's a good-looking boy, and I noticed he does play the drums. Does he plan on following in his daddy's footsteps? Does he love metal music?
Well, he loves metal music, yeah. I mean, every week he's got a new favourite band. this week is Metallica and Slipknot this week. But, next week he could be on, I don't know, Rush and AC/DC, I don't know. young people these days have a massive catalogue of music they can, they can listen to.
Yeah.
But I really like him to listen to the old stuff as well as the new stuff because it gives him a good basis for... what music's all about.
Yeah, I agree. Now, what can you tell us about The Hybrid Theory and the two songs that were specifically written for the upcoming British film? How did all that come about, Biff?
Well, the producer knew Toby, our producer. Yeah, the producer of the film knows Toby. And I think he asked Toby if we had any songs that he could use for the film. So he came down to the studio and listened to a few tracks and... we decided to do a couple of songs for him, basically, and When Doomsday Comes and No Rest for the Wicked are the two songs that we did for him.
Mm-hmm. And they're great songs.
I think that's going to go into production next year now.
Oh, is it? I was going to ask you about that. That's cool.
Yeah, they've been waiting for various actors to be free, and I think making films is worse than making albums. I think it takes years.
Yeah.
But we're on there, and... Some of the actors came to London to see us when we played there, and we had a big party, so it was good fun.
That's cool. Now, there are lots of little surprises on the new album as well, such as a group of singers called in at the last minute to sing on one of my favorites back in 79, which was done with amazing results, as well as having keyboard legend Don Airey play on When Doomsday Comes. How did all that come about?
Well, a funny story, really, with Don. We were in the queue at the American Embassy in London, waiting for our visas, we went on that, remember that that heavy metal cruise we did?
Right.
From Miami to Mexico and back?
Right.
Yeah, we did this cruise anyway, and so we had to get our visas for that. And in the morning is when all the film people and the music business people queue up at the embassy. So he was in the queue, and you know, we were chatting, because I know Don from years ago. And I said, you know, you want to play on a song? And he said, yeah, send me a tape, and I'll do it. So it was really an idea in a queue, really.
That's amazing.
So that's how that went, really.
Now, I'm going to play Call to Arms after our interview, and as we discussed, I mean, that's a really great song. But I think what I really love is the orchestral version of Call to Arms. It's absolutely epic sounding. Whose idea was that, and what made you think or consider adding that version to the new disc?
Well, it was my idea, and we've been writing doing a few unplugged songs in between when we've not been doing much, and we've had a couple of songs orchestrated. One of them was Crusader. They're just hanging about. We might release them in future, I don't know. But I just thought this song might sound great with an orchestra.
Yeah.
So we had it done, really. We had it orchestrated, and I think it's a bit more majestic with the orchestra on there.
Oh, definitely.
But I think I prefer that. You're going to play that version?
I was just going to ask you that. I wanted to know which version you like best, and I wanted to ask you if I could play that version, the orchestral version.
You know me, I'm a professional. You should play them both. But yeah, play the orchestral one, yeah.
Okay.
And it sounded so good.
It does.
I thought we should put it on the album so people get an idea different what the orchestra brings to the song.
It really changes that whole feeling of the song, because as you mentioned earlier, it is kind of a sad song, and this just like amplifies it tenfold.
Yeah. And the answer to your next question is no, we're not bringing an orchestra to America.
No, I wasn't even going to ask you that. I didn't think you would. Although the band does tour relentlessly, and that trend continues as we speak, because Saxon are not only doing some U.S. dates. I think the tour kicks off the day after the album is released on September 28th, I think at the Key Club, but also
in Los Angeles,
but also a couple of Canadian dates. Some dates in Spain were recently added, other parts of Europe, and of course the U.K. What can you tell?
That's our second tour of Europe and the UK, actually, on this album.
So. Right. So what can you tell us about some of these dates, who the support bands will be, and is there a particular country or venue that you're especially excited to be playing, Biff? I mean, I'm sure you've played everywhere at this point, but...
Well, I think on this tour, everybody will be pretty excited about the last show in London. That's on the 20th of December. So it'll be a big party, that show. Because we'll have done, 160 shows by then, since March. Yeah, I think we're all staying in hotels that night. We're having a big party, a big dinner somewhere. And we've got our friend Hammerfall supporting us on the UK leg. And Anvil are supporting us on the European leg. So both those bands are big pals of ours. So there'll be some... There'll be plenty of beer and wine being drunk.
Yeah, Anvil are great. They're great guys. I've actually interviewed Rob a couple of times already, so they're just fantastic people.
Well, they did the UK with us last year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we know them really well.
Yeah.
But they're one of the very few bands that travel on the tour bus with us.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, so we're big pals with Anvil.
Aw, that's great. Those guys have really come through a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right, now I have to assume that more dates will be added as you go along. Are there any new dates that you know about today? Anything you can share with us yet?
Not at the moment. We're going to start writing new songs at the end of January after that break.
Really?
But there are a few things in the pipeline, Australia perhaps, and Yeah, I mean, we're just looking to see how this USA tour goes. But, you know, it's the first tour we've done for a long time on an album release in America.
Right.
So if it's successful, then we may come back into America next year and do some more markets. That would be good.
That would be good. Are there any links you'd like to throw out there today, Biff? Perhaps the new web shop links so fans can check it out, or any other sites you'd like?
There's our website, which is saxon747.com.
Okay.
They can go on there. It's got a web shop on there as well now. You know, all up-to-date stuff. They can see how many dates we've been playing. They can watch all the blogs that we do off tour. You know, there's some stupid stuff there. There's like some old videos are on there as well. So, yeah, you should go on our website and check it out, really. Saxon747.com.
Awesome. Now, we've got a new album coming out shortly, Call to Arms, videos, tour dates. What else is on the Saxon agenda? What else can your fans expect from the band for, say, I don't know, the next year or so?
Well, we're looking at doing another album, obviously.
Right.
Being asked to do a solo album as well, so I don't know if I'm going to do that or not.
Oh.
So, I don't know. That could be something I could do in the early part of the year. I don't know.
That's awesome.
But, just consolidating the album, really. I mean, wherever. I mean, we're doing lots of festivals next year, I think, across Europe. It would be nice to come to America and do some festivals. That would be great.
That would be fantastic.
But, you know, I think the festival thing is much bigger in Europe than it is in America at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
So. Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed and see how it goes.
Right.
But like I say, we're doing more shows in America on this tour than we've done for quite a time. So
yeah.
Let's keep our fingers crossed, yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah. Now, if there was one piece of advice that you could give to any band starting out, what would it be?
Well, it's got to be the title of one of our songs, really, hasn't it? I think it's got to be Never Surrender. That's our philosophy in life, really.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, so never surrender and, keep trying to write songs, really, because, you know, you could be writing a song at 2 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon and it could suddenly be the biggest song in the world. So, you know, it's just that's how it is, you know. It's as easy as that.
Yeah.
Or as hard as that, you know. So just to write a lot and never be satisfied with what you've got, always want more.
All right, now, is there anything else that you'd like to add that I didn't ask you today, or any messages for your fans out there, Biff?
No. We're coming to America, and we're looking forward to it. And you know, obviously, we've got the new album out. A lot of hardcore fans have obviously already bought it on import. But I think they're printing albums in America this time, which makes a big difference to how fast people can get them. So, yeah, I mean... you know, we know we have quite a few younger fans who are getting into the band, so that's great as well. So, yeah, we'll be there. Come and see us, and let's have a great time.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking time to chat today. It's been a real pleasure. Best of luck with the new disc, and have a blast on tour.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Hi, this is Biff Gabbert from Saxon. You're listening to Tina on the Big Rock Radio Show. Yeah, rock up your eyebrows.
The telegram came today. It's taking me far away. Away from the ones I love. I put my faith in God above.
strength to carry on. Until the final day is done. This hell, this hell.
The Big Rock Show. New music, interviews, and much more. Find us at thebigrockshow.net or on Facebook, facebook.com/The Big Rock Show.
The Big Rock Show, baby. Oh, yeah.